The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Couple of words for you this morning. Jordan Spieth. What this kid is doing is fabulous, fantastic, phenomenal, whatever you want to say. Dude is unbelievable. Tiger Woods, making a pretty good showing of himself. For those of you that thought he'd fall flat on his face, he didn't. For those of you that thought he'd contend, you might be a little bit crazy. But at the end of the day, Jordan Spieth is unbelievable. Tiger Woods looks like he's a guy that needed some time off, to be honest with you. And he's come back and he's played pretty well. I really, really am very excited for what's to come for this Jordan Spieth kid, though. Kid is absolutely fantastic. A breath of fresh air, if you will. I mean, awesome stuff. Just, you can't make these things up. And that's the greatest thing about sports, everybody. So much going on, a lot happening. We're going to hook up with Jeff Rich in just a moment as he is driving. So we'll get a feel for where he's at. And then in a little bit, John Poulter, my professor of sports, will join me for a little conversation about baseball and maybe even get into some hockey playoffs, because that is happening. So keep it close, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'll be right back.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, welcome back. In case you missed it, that was a golf ball being hit. Not sure by who, but it was being hit by somebody, that's for sure. Jordan Spieth, unbelievable how he's attacked this golf course, to be honest with you. Making history, making all kinds of things happen out there. Beautiful stuff. Now I'm going to be joined by my usual tag team partner in crime, but he's on the road, so he's going to give me what he can. Jeff Rich, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Enjoying this crisp Colorado air. Checked out a Cubs Rockies game on Saturday night. Life is good, man.
So, Colorado Rockies, how was the atmosphere there? It's early, obviously, but Rockies have actually gotten out okay. So, how's the atmosphere there in Colorado?
You know, it's pretty decent. In comparing ballparks between Texas, Cleveland, and Colorado, which are all built same time, I think the Colorado really did it right with their ballpark, and it really reflects with their, with their attendance. You know, even on game two, you know, a lot of times with these lesser teams, and let's face it, the Rockies are one of those teams that can be fighting for fourth place in the National League West with the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, anytime you get one of those sub-mediocre teams, you kind of worry about how attendance is going to drop off after the home opener. They open with the Cubs on Friday. They get their, they play their home opener, and then game two, you expect the crowd to fall off a little bit. But it was basically a packed house at Coors Field on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was pretty fortunate for the Rockies to be opening up with the Milwaukee Brewers, handed them a couple of tough ones. And, you know, you say that they're going to be at the bottom, but, you know, and obviously this is a marathon. It's not a sprint by any means, but been the opposite. The Arizona Diamondbacks and the Rockies are both atop that division, and an unbelievable performance by Bradley last night from the Arizona Diamondbacks, Jeff.
You know, to take the first two from the Dodgers after the way that the momentum shifted since the Ian Kennedy, Yadiel Puig, and, you know, I guess you could name anybody that was on the field that night, but call it the incident back in June of 2013, and it's really shifted the tide. It's good for the Diamondbacks. You know, I don't think that, you know, their goal obviously isn't the playoffs. They might say that. They may pay lip service to it. But, you know, if this team could go from winning 64 games to 75 games, that's a tremendous jump for this new regime there with Tony La Russa, Dave Stewart, and Chip Hale there in Phoenix.
What can you say about this Bradley kid? I mean, last night pitched lights out. Going up against a guy named Clayton Kershaw, and Goldschmidt takes him yard. D-backs win 6-0. I mean, look, we think that at the end of the season things are going to be different. But as you know and I know, so many times in baseball, it's just weird and it makes no sense. If they start to believe, if they start to win, stranger things have happened. Yes or no, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could just look back. You can't tell anything from this early season stuff, but I think that it's really impressive that Kansas City and Atlanta and Detroit are, you know, undefeated going into the finales of their second series. So, a lot of good stuff with the pitching. You know, pitching's obviously way ahead of the hitting at this point in April, but I think that'll all even out later. But I'm pretty impressed with the shutouts. I mean, you know, my man from Cleveland, Trevor Bauer, went six hitless. The team went 8 1/3 hitless against the Houston Astros in their first series of the season. So I'm impressed with what I'm seeing in the beginning of the season. And I especially like, Boston and New York throwing the middle finger up to the pace of play. They say, all right, you want us to play faster? We're just going to play longer. They play 19 innings on Friday night. in typical Yankees Red Sox fashion in a 6-7 hour game.
Yeah, it was, you know, look, we're going to have those again. It's baseball. We've had, you know, close no hitters. We've had this and that and the other already very early in the season. And again, man, D-backs got out of the gate okay so far, and the Rockies have definitely gotten out of the gate pretty well. Speaking of getting out of the gate, I got to get your opinion on this Jordan Spieth and how he has just torn Augusta National up and just an amazing run from this kid. And you know what, to be honest with you, was in the final group last year. Expecting greatness out of this kid is just something that rolls off my tongue pretty easily. But your thoughts about this Jordan Spieth kid?
Well, isn't it a fun time for golf with youngsters like Spieth and Knott, Fowler, you know, Justin Rose? These guys are all very young. And you know, when we saw Tiger Woods take the sport by storm at this event in 1997, You have to think what's going to be the next springboard. Can Jordan Spieth finish? You know, Rory McIlroy was in the same position a few years ago and couldn't finish on Sunday. Phil Mickelson is lurking in the background, five shots off the pace. Last time Phil won a major, he was five shots off the pace going into play on Sunday. So I think that Justin Spieth has been unbelievable, but I think that Justin Rose is making a heck of a run. You see that putt on, what was it, 17? From about 50 feet out from Rose. I mean, that really, you know, that's a momentum shifter. Even if he's not picking up shots on speed, he's still playing good golf, and you have to think that he's going to go into Sunday with a vengeance. Now, of course, you also have the headliner, six shots off the pace. You know, you mentioned it in the Open. He might have needed that time off. He might, you know, I don't know that he's back, you know, because he's still not playing at the leader's pace, but, you know, Sunday Tiger is what the you know, what made Tiger Woods the great name that he is. And if he can show that Sunday resilience, you know, Jordan Spieth, you know, let's see if he plays with footsteps, because if he plays his game, he's going to run away with this tournament. I mean, he's already on a record pace, but a lot of big names behind him, a lot of people that have done it before and come back from adversity, you know, sitting there in the field. So we'll see what, we'll see what Jordan Spieth's capable of. I would say if I was a gambling man, I'd say he hangs on. I take Spieth over the field at this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't see this guy being a choke, if you will. And he plays aggressive. He plays smart. He just kind of manages his golf game in every way so well. It's unbelievable. You know, I hear other guys on the tour talking about Jordan and saying, look, he doesn't do anything spectacular. He just does everything very, very, very well. And to be honest with you, you know, we always talk about Tiger and how they used to, you know, Tiger-proof golf courses and this and that and the other. If you look at Tiger's driving, he's not driving the ball nearly as long as he was anymore. He's like in the middle of the pack with how far he hits the ball. So things have definitely changed. This new young breed of kids has come along. They're hitting the ball deeper, farther, whatever you want to call it. They have shot making that's unbelievable. And yes, you know, it does remind me of 1997 when Tiger Woods was this guy who was just leaps and bounds above everybody else. I'm not saying that Jordan Spieth is leaps and bounds above everybody else, but this tournament, he has really shown when he plays at his best for three or four rounds in a row, he can really, really, really score well. And he can do things that people are just going to be amazed by. And what's most amazing to me is the confidence, the poise, the control, the lack of emotion that you see out of this kid is just something that's absolutely phenomenal, spectacular. And I got to tell you, I love to watch it. I think it's fantastic, Jeff.
Oh, the kid's got ice water running through his veins. You know, he had a tough go in Houston as the lead, you know, going into Sunday, going into, I think it was 16. And he was fighting off J.B. Holmes and Johnson Wagner. And, you know, he falls out of contention because he has one bad hole on the playoff, and Holmes ends up walking away with the Shell Houston Open. So, you know, he had a tough finish to his previous tournament. He shows up at Augusta, and it's like, you know, it's water, you know, water down his back. And, you know, the guy's doing a hell of a job. You know, he's hitting greens in regulation. He's staying on the fairway. And that's, you know, that's frankly what you have to do on a course like Augusta.
Yeah, and then what makes these guys so special is when they are straying off the fairways, they just make incredible recovery shots. something that, we can only dream of doing and imagining at some point. But, Jeff, really appreciate you taking a few minutes out, man. Drive safe. Enjoy your drive back. And maybe this week you, me, and John Poulter will be able to get out and hang out.
Yeah, I'll have to tell you all about the Albuquerque Isotopes game I'm going to attend that Sunday here.
Sounds like a plan, man. Have a great drive, and we'll catch up this week, buddy.
All right, take care.
Jeff Rich, putting in a little overtime for me, to be honest with you. On his drive back from Denver, going to stop in Albuquerque, and then he'll be back here in Phoenix, Arizona. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, my man, John Poulter, my professor of sports, joining me here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just talked to my guy, Jeff Rich. He's out and about on his way back to Phoenix, Arizona from Colorado. Got to see some Rockies action. I think he's stopping somewhere in Albuquerque for some more action. But now, fortunate and lucky to be joined by John Poulter, my professor of sports. John, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. How are you today?
Can't complain. I know I didn't call you last week, and I will definitely be calling you this week. When do you leave this week?
I'm here through, I'm flying home Saturday morning, so here all week.
This week it'll happen. Don't worry about it, John. Sorry, I've just been extremely busy working 7 days a week right now. So I apologize, but this week I will definitely make it happen. And speaking of making it happen, last night, Arizona Diamondbacks playing the Los Angeles Dodgers and this Clayton Kershaw guy, and we've got this youngster, Bradley, who has never really seen a mound before, and all of a sudden, magical things happen. Great performance by him, great performance by the Diamondbacks, and a great victory as well. And, I mean, look, I know it's early. I know it's very early, but some promising things we're seeing from this Diamondback team very early, John.
Yeah, among other teams. It's kind of interesting. I mean, you know, I've said many times that I'm not a big believer in statistics until the hitters have got 100 at-bats under their belt and the starting pitchers have got 30 innings under their belt. So to say that we're seeing some trends after a week is perhaps not really fair. But if you looked at the standings today, you'd almost say that they were upside down, the teams that we expected to be at the top or at the bottom, and vice versa. And the Diamondbacks certainly are one of those teams that surprised everybody coming out of the gate as quickly as they have. And Archie Bradley last night in his Major League debut, one hit, six strong innings against a guy by the name of Kershaw, who's won a couple of Cy Youngs and an MVP, and you know, probably the best pitcher in the National League right now, if not the best pitcher in baseball, and, you know, stood them on their ear. So back-to-back wins over the Dodgers, good start for the Diamondbacks. My wife and I are going to see the Diamondback-Dodger series finale this afternoon at Chase Field. So good atmosphere, expecting a good crowd.
Yeah, it should be a good time for sure. Sunday ball games are always a lot of fun, obviously. But Diamondbacks have gotten out great. Bradley looked phenomenal. Speaking of looking phenomenal, well, we're going to go now. We'll go to the Central Division of the American League. Tigers and Royals kind of kicking off where they were last year, 5-0 and into their second series, and looking pretty strong once again.
Yeah, and that's kind of interesting because we all kind of wondered where the Tigers would fit this year, given that they had lost Scherzer and
sure.
Verlander's been hurt, won't start. I think he's going to miss his first start, maybe his first two starts. Tigers didn't play well in the preseason. Part of that, I guess, was the fact that their big bats were out of the lineup due to injury recoveries. Didn't really expect the Tigers to come out 5-0. I was a little concerned that the Royals might fall off a little bit. They kind of came out of nowhere last year, and they did lose their leader in James Shields and never really effectively replaced him. So I kind of thought there might be a bit of a fall off there, but that doesn't seem to have lost any traction whatsoever. And, you know, the Atlanta Braves are also unbeaten, which if we'd have sat here a week ago and said, would the Braves be 5-0 after the first week, we probably would have said no. But that American League Central is going to be a pretty tight race. Frankly, I think the only team that's likely to be out of that over the course of the season is Minnesota. Chicago started out 1-4. I don't see that continuing. And I see, you know, the Tigers, the Royals, the Indians, Detroit, Kansas City, Chicago, and the Cleveland Indians in a pretty serious dogfight for that division. Indians have got some injury worries. They put Yan Gomes on the disabled list last night after hurting his knee in a home plate collision. So that's going to hurt them a little bit, but I still think that's going to be a pretty good race through the end of the season.
You know, it's good. It's refreshing to see Kansas City playing good ball 2 years in, well, you know, it's not necessarily 2 years in a row, but starting out that way, looking like they're a true competitor, a contender, if you will. And then the Braves, you know, after kind of falling apart a little bit, let's be honest, them to be back on top is nice to see. And, you know, the Nationals, a lot of talk about them, everybody thinking that they're a World Series team. Right now, they're quite the opposite, struggling at 1-4. But again, marathon, not a sprint here, and you know we'll know a lot more in the next couple months. This is, you always want to get out to a good start. Don't get me wrong, but think about the Brewers last year. Think about the great start they got out to, leading the division for 150 days, and then winding up losing the division. So, I guess what I'm really trying to say is, Yeah, you want to get off to a good start, but it's not the end of the world if you get off a little slow because there are 162 games. As long as you can kick into gear somewhere in a month or a month and a half and start winning ball games, you got a legitimate shot to be a competitor or a contender in any division. Yes or no, John?
Oh, very much so. And, you know, at the start of the season, you've always got the veterans that are perhaps working themselves back in with their timing and sort of pacing themselves for the stretch run in August and September. You've got the rookies that have torn the league up in the Cactus League or the Grapefruit League and have won a place to start the season. And certainly by the time they've been around the league a second time and everybody's seen them a couple of times and made the adjustments, those guys sort of tend to find their own level. And I've always been a believer, you know, the usual stats, the 30 innings, the 100 at-bats. I like to look at it on U.S. Memorial Day and kind of look and see where things are, because I feel that by that time we've got enough stats and enough of a sample size to really make a good assessment. Good or bad, I don't think a week makes a whole lot of difference. And I don't think if we look at these standings in a month, we're going to see the Washingtons and the Seattles and the Dodgers at the bottoms. And we're not going to see anybody unbeaten. I mean, there's nobody goes unbeaten in baseball. That's probably the easiest bet to make in terms of an unbeaten season. But I don't see the Reds playing at 800 ball. I don't see the Rockies playing at 800 ball. And with all due respect to the Diamondbacks, I don't see them playing at 600 ball all year either. So lots of time to go. As you've often said, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. At the end of the day, it's very long. And, you know, I think you're probably right on the pretty close, if you will, with your assessment as when things really start to matter. You know, I say a month and a half, 2 months. You're about solid 2 months with where you think it happens. And look, at the end of the day, man, there is no right or there's no wrong. There's definitely no rhyme or reason for what happens out there. If a team gets hot, a team gets hot. If they get cold, they get cold. And, you know, it's really about believing in yourself. And we've seen it more often than not that there's a team or two that just comes out of the woodwork that we weren't expecting great things from, but they had that belief early and all of a sudden they become a team that's a real threat. And you know what? Stranger things have happened. I'm not going to say the D-backs are going to do anything. I'm not going to say the Rockies are going to do anything. But you know what? A lot of times when there's all that hype with the Dodgers and San Francisco and, you know, the Padres made all those offseason moves, you're scared. But at the same time, it's a weird game, John, and anything can happen.
It sure is. I mean, look at the Toronto Blue Jays in 2013 after they had made that off-season trade with Miami. All the experts were picking the Jays to go to the World Series, and they didn't even play 500 balls. So, hey, that can happen with the Dodgers. It can happen with the Giants. It can happen with the Padres. It can happen with anybody. A week is nothing close to a sample size. I mean, clearly, Adrian Gonzalez is not going to have 5 home runs and 7 RBIs every week. Corey Dickerson's not going to have 9 RBIs every week for the Rockies. Joey Votto is not going to have 8 RBIs for the Cincinnati Reds. It's 1 week, it's a good week, and probably every player has a great week or two and a bad week or two over the course of a season. These guys have just hit their best weeks early.
Absolutely. Hey, John, I got a question because we're running up against it here. I do want to get some hockey in with you. Obviously, we know that the playoff matchups are all set, and I definitely want to talk a little hockey. We can transition now, but will you have a few more minutes on the other side to talk some hockey with me?
Yeah, not a problem at all.
Sounds good. Let's kind of go through things here. In the Eastern Conference, you've got Montreal playing Ottawa. How great of a matchup is that? Let's just start there.
Well, that's an interesting matchup, primarily for the fact that obviously both teams are Canadian. Ottawa and Montreal are not that too far away in terms of distance. They've been in the same division for many, many years. You know, a couple of years ago, they had a playoff series that got a little ugly, and I'm not suggesting that this one is going to get ugly, but the two teams have got there in very different ways, both with great goaltending. The Canadiens on a season-long basis with Carey Price, who put up a 1.96 goals against average across the season, and quite frankly is the main reason that the Canadians are there. The Canadians are a good team, but they're with Price, they're a great team. In terms of Ottawa, they've come along right at the end of the season. I think they won something like 22 out of their last 28 games. And, in January we were looking at the Ottawa Senators as perhaps being a candidate for a lottery pick in the draft, and here they are into the playoffs with the eighth seed. So anything can happen. The two cities not that far apart, always a lot of rivalry there. It's kind of a little bit like Kansas City playing St. Louis in a sport. They're far enough apart, but they're close enough together to have a regional rivalry.
Sounds good. Hey, John, keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back. We're going to break down what's going to happen here in the playoffs for NHL hockey. Got my man, my professor, John Poulter. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Repairing drywall is among the most frustrating chores I know. I'm Danny Lipfer with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about some ways to make it easier right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
Drywall is great stuff. Most of our homes are literally lined with it. But when it gets damaged, joint compound is what you need for these repairs. But working with joint compound can be like making a smooth wall with buttercream frosting. Remember, this stuff works best in thin layers, and unless you're a pro, you'll need to sand between each layer of drywall compound. Now, this creates a mess as well, so try this. Use a slightly damp tile sponge instead of sandpaper. The moisture softens the drywall compound enough for the sponge to knock down the edges. This works really well on repairs to painted drywall. If you're trying to match the texture of a surrounding area, dab the last coat of compound with a scrap of short nap carpet to rough it up a bit so that it blends in with the surrounding wall. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the...
Alrighty, welcome back. Music like that means we're talking pucks. Little NHL hockey playoff action, as it is right around the corner. Talked a little bit about that Montreal-Ottawa matchup, as both teams are, like you said, Canadian, and Ottawa was in trouble early, and you know what? They found themselves a way to make the playoffs, and more power to them. Let's continue going in the Eastern Conference, and Tampa Bay and Detroit. Old foes, Detroit, a team that we always see in the playoffs, and, you know, Tampa Bay Lightning, one of those new and up-and-coming squads.
Yeah, that's going to be fun because General Manager Steve Yzerman of the Tampa Bay Lightning, of course, was the face of the franchise for the Red Wings as a player for many, many years, captained several Stanley Cup teams while he was there, and he's done a real good job in building Tampa. So I think that's going to be a key matchup. They know, those two teams know each other inside out, so that's going to be a long series.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You know, I always remember watching Detroit, you know, when they had year after year of being in the Stanley Cup Finals or making great runs. They've been quiet for a few years, John.
Well, they've been slowly rebuilding, and, you know, they've done a pretty good job in rebuilding, and I was a little surprised to see them fall off towards the end of the regular season. For much of the middle part of the season, they were sort of sitting in that 3-4-5 seed spot, but they've had a little bit of an injury problem the last, I'm going to say the last 6 weeks. And their secondary players, when asked to step up into those primary spots, have not done the job that we would have expected them to, or that the Red Wings would have required them to in order to maintain that position. And we've also had some pretty strong hockey in the Eastern Conference. For many, many years, I've said that the strength of this league is in the Western Conference. I still believe that the better teams are in the Western Conference, but I think one of the things we've seen in the last 3 months of this hockey season is the closing of the gap between the Eastern and Western conferences. I don't think they're even yet, but they're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at total points, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Rangers had the most points out of anybody in all of the NHL. Yes or no?
That's correct. Rangers were the President's Trophy winners, and you know, there's another team that I won't say came out of nowhere, but around end of January, they were sitting 9th, 10th, 11th spot in a pretty tight Eastern Conference, and then they just went on a nice run and basically won that conference going away.
And speaking of the Rangers and Pittsburgh, how awesome of a matchup is this?
Well, that's going to be a real great series. I mean, Pittsburgh were life and death to make the playoffs. They took them till their 82nd game to get into the playoffs. They had the possibility it was either them or Boston that was going to be out. It ended up that it was Boston that was out. But, you know, Pittsburgh is a team that has gone the other route to the Rangers. Pittsburgh and Boston have been the strength of the Eastern Conference for the last 3 or 4 years, and now we have one team on the outside looking in at playoff time and the other team being an eighth seed. So the times have changed in Pittsburgh and Boston. I liken Pittsburgh to the Atlanta Braves from a baseball standpoint. Lots of great players, always competitive, but only one championship to show for a lot of good seasons. And the window is kind of closing in Pittsburgh, and Jim Rutherford went there last year as their new general manager, made a lot of trades. A lot of those trades made sense. A lot of those moves made sense. But for some reason or other, as a team, it just hasn't gelled on the ice. But when you've got guys like Malkin and Crosby and a goaltender like Marc-Andre Fleury, you're going to find yourself in a pretty tight playoff series, and I think that's going to be a much tighter series than you would normally expect of a 1-versus-8 series.
Yeah, and especially since the Rangers had a 3-0-1 season series. They led the season series throughout the year. But again, it's playoff hockey, it's playoff time, and you know what? Anything can happen. And Washington and the Islanders, another great matchup here in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, that's a couple of teams that have been close most of the year, and they've sort of gotten closer as the year went on. The Islanders might have been the biggest surprise overall as a team, sitting in the top three or four most of the season, dropped down to the middle at the end. Washington came alive at the end of the season, and that's two teams that have a pretty strong rivalry. So I look for that to be a pretty long series as well. I think that's probably a minimum six-game series.
Yeah, I mean, again, interesting stuff in the Eastern Conference. We're going to shift gears now. We'll hit the Western Conference. But we did break down Montreal, Ottawa playing in that series, Tampa Bay, Detroit. Rangers and Pittsburgh, that should be awesome. Washington and the Islanders, another great series. I'm sure that's going to happen there. Looking at the Western Conference matchups, Anaheim and Winnipeg. I like Anaheim. I like them a lot, man, for years. I've always liked them. They're tough. They're gritty. I've liked them for a few years now, but is this their year?
Well, I've commented several times about my concerns with Anaheim in terms of the number of one-goal games that they have played. And I'm not sure what the final number was, but I know a week ago, notwithstanding the fact that Anaheim was leading the conference, they were only something like plus 10 or plus 11 in goals for versus goals against. And they had 40-some wins. So that means that when they lost big. And I have to wonder if your record in one-goal games is not that good when it tends to tighten up a little bit in the playoffs. They may have to change their style a little bit to win in the playoffs at the same rate that they won in the regular season. Sometimes that can be a hard switch to flip on and off. And they're playing Winnipeg, which is a hockey mad city, welcomed back a team 3 years ago. This is their first playoff appearance since they came back to Winnipeg. That crowd is going to be absolutely unbelievable in terms of support and noise. And I think Anaheim's going to have a tough time playing in that kind of an atmosphere in Winnipeg, notwithstanding that the Ducks have a lot of Canadian players and they will be used to that kind of an atmosphere. I think Winnipeg is going to give Anaheim a much tougher run for their money than most people would think in a 1-8 seed. I think the edge has to go to Anaheim simply because of the quality of talent, the experience, and the fact that they have the extra home game. But don't look for that to be a short series.
And to add to your point, two of these three games during the regular season were only one-goal games as well. Anaheim won one 4-3. They won one 4-1, and then they won 5-4. So again, you're right on the money with your one-goal comment. They seem to have struggled even with Winnipeg to a certain degree throughout the season. Vancouver and Calgary. I mean, come on, man! Another one of those all Canadian matchups.
This is going to be a fun series for a couple of reasons. Calgary and Edmonton are both in the province of Alberta. They're separated by a very straight highway of about 180 miles. But notwithstanding the fact that they're in the same province, Calgary's real rivalry now is Vancouver, because the Oilers have been such a terrible team for a number of years. And to some extent, both of these teams have been a surprise. Calgary perhaps more so. I don't think anybody really expected Calgary to play as well as they have. Most of the pundits would have had Calgary being in the lottery picks at the start of the year, and here they are sitting in the Western Conference right in the middle playing Vancouver. And Vancouver was a little bit of an underachiever for the last couple of years. They've kind of turned it around this year. Another series that's a one-hour flight between the two teams, only a one-hour time difference in terms of time zones. So that's going to be a good series for the Western Canadians. Lots of good hockey to be seen this year from the Canadian teams in the playoffs. Five of the seven Canadian teams have made the playoffs this year. And we wouldn't have thought that at the start of the year. We would have said that probably Montreal was the only sure thing in terms of making the playoffs at the start of the year. So from that standpoint, I think it's going to be very interesting. And Calgary and Vancouver always have historically had good series. I don't see this one being any different. And I think we're looking at a 6 or 7 game series here as well.
That is the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports, breaking down the NHL playoff situation. A couple more series to get through before I let you run. St. Louis, Minnesota. Minnesota went through a great stretch throughout the year to get themselves in the playoffs. And St. Louis, they're just a common foe when you really think about NHL hockey playoff time. Should be another great matchup, to be honest with you, John.
Yeah, that's going to come down to goaltending as well. Devan Dubnyk kind of turned Minnesota's season around when he arrived in January, and it was a deal when it was made that nobody thought anything of it. It was just another transaction. It looked as though the Wild were just picking up a goaltender to get them through a short stretch until their regulars got healthy again, and all Dubnyk did was start about 35 games in a row, had a goals against average of just over 2, about 207, 208. basically carried the team on his back. And they're going to play St. Louis, which is perennially a very good team that tends to fall apart in the playoffs. Don't really know why, because they've always had a good reputation of being a good defensive team. They're a good, solid team all around. I give the edge to St. Louis there because I just think overall, top to bottom, they're a better team. I can see that one ending in five games, but, you know, Mr. Dubnyk may decide to stand on his head for another 2 weeks, and if he does, I may be totally wrong.
Yeah, we'll see how that one shakes out. Final series in that Western Conference, and we've been avoiding them for a while, but yes, the Blackhawks are in the playoffs once again. Nashville, what do you got to say about this one? Nashville, actually, the stronger team, if you will, in this one with their 104 points versus Chicago's 102 points. So with that being said, Blackhawks did dominate throughout the year 3-1. Will that continue in the playoffs, John?
Well, both of these teams go into the playoffs on losing streaks. Blackhawks have lost their last four. Nashville has lost their last three. It was almost a question of, you know, who wants to take the home ice advantage, knowing that these two teams are going to play each other. Who wants to take the home ice advantage? Chicago's been very streaky all year. When Patrick Kane first got hurt, everybody thought this was going to really kill them, and then they won 8 of 9, and then they lost a few, then they won on another big streak, and now they've lost 4 in a row. A lot of that is going to come down to how well goaltender Corey Crawford plays, and you know, how long can Jonathan Toews carry that team on his back until Kane gets back. Kane isn't going to be back until the third round of the playoffs if the Blackhawks make it that far. Nashville, excuse me, great season. Pecorini, 2.18 goals against average, returned this year after being out for a year with injury and came back to being his old self. And Nashville changed their style a little bit with a change in the coach from Barry Trotz to Peter Laviolette, and they've become a much more offensive team, a much more interesting team to watch. They've got some great players. I can see that being a 6 or 7 game series. I just have this feeling that Chicago's experience is going to carry them through there, and they're going to win at least one game in Nashville. If they can win out at the United Center, they should be okay. But I think that's a series that's going to be worth watching. That might be the best and closest matchup in the Western Conference. And Chicago kind of got hurt by the new playoff seedings because they were a top-four team, but they don't have home ice advantage.
Sounds good, John. Hey, real quickly, in about 10 seconds, who's in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I'm going to say Rangers and Chicago.
Sounds good to me, man. I will catch up with you tomorrow. Have a great day at the ballpark today, and look forward to seeing you this week, John.
Likewise. Nice joining you today. Thanks for having me on the show, and look forward to chatting again.
Great stuff as always. John Poulter, my professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey. Keep it close. One final segment. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to remind you, we are brought to you in part by Today's Homeowner, television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Got to thank Jeff Rich and got to thank John Poulter this hour as well. Both those guys. Jeff normally co-hosts, but on the road. John could co-host, but obviously he has his specialties with NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. So love having both those guys involved on the program. I do want to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. I know I got a caller, Chris, in Flagstaff. Chris, what's up? What's on your mind, man?
I don't know if you had an opportunity to catch Archie Bradley's dominant performance last night, but man, this guy keeps that up. He could be in potential for the National League Cy Young winner.
Well, again, let's not get caught speeding here by any means. Had a great performance for sure, man. Great performance. Go ahead.
Oh, he had 6 strikeouts, 1 hit, 0 runs over 6 innings against the Dodgers.
Understand, man. Again, it is early, though. Remember, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. If it was a five game year, the Rockies and the Diamondbacks would be atop the division. But we all know it's 162 games, and I'm not gonna have. Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with getting out to a quick start. It's great, but at the same time, man, gotta be cautious. Gotta be weary. Gotta realize that. Look, the D-backs are the D-backs. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. The Giants are the Giants, the Padres are the Padres, and the Rockies are the Rockies. And what I'm really trying to say is, at the end of the day, this division is going to be flip-flopped. So don't get caught speeding. It is a great performance. Awesome to see Archie Bradley go out there and dominate. But, hey, Clayton Kershaw is Clayton Kershaw, and the Diamondbacks are the Diamondbacks, and the Dodgers are the Dodgers. Anyways, that's going to do it for hour number one. Keep it close. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, will get you through hour number two. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, people.